opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perry Wise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews, laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Hi, Kel. Today, let's talk about books. I love reading, and at the moment, over this isolation period, I've read, I don't even know how many books, and I don't know how many books I'm reading right at this minute, but I'm actually, I think that I am a raging bookworm.
A raging bookworm. That puts some pictures in my mind. Okay. Raging bookworm.
What do you love books?
I'll keep that one. I'll keep that one out my sleeve, Jack.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. I actually thought of that last night. I thought that's a cute one. Because usually you're a raging... Usually you're raging something else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lunatic.
But I'm a raging bookworm. Anyway, how's your week been, Kel?
Yeah, I've had another quiet week, a busy, emotional but quiet week, you know, after you lose someone in your family and then you sort of just all go and hide for a while and just absorb all the emotions and just work it out how you're going to manage it. But other than that, I've actually been enjoying the sunny days. The sun's been out, so I've been like out dancing in my backyard, and then it rains at night, so I've been sleeping like really well.
That's so good.
But yeah, I've had a good week. Not too Perry. My Perry brain is quite calm this week.
Nice.
What about you, Jack?
Yeah, it's just gone so fast, and I don't know. I've been out in the garden and, you know, doing some stuff, but yeah, all good. Nothing crazy. Nothing. No lunatic moments this week. So it's been quite easy.
Can I say, I love catching up with you and Wendy yesterday.
I know. How much fun.
That was so nice to just sit down and have an afternoon glass of bubbles and just talk stuff. And talking with Wendy, she's now in her peaceful stage of menopause.
I know.
And we're still raging, well, bookworms, if you want to be a bookworm. I don't want to be a worm. But we're still, on that crazy what the hell is going on time. But it was really nice to talk to her. She, how can I explain? Kind soul, really kind soul.
Yeah, it was great. It was good to just sit around and have a chat, which was nice. So, yeah, this week let's dive into some books and have a chat about what books we've loved and why, why they've inspired us over the years. I'm gonna kick it off with my favourite book of all time, which is Lucky, written by Jackie Collins. I started reading those books when I was about, I don't know, Chances was probably one of the first books that I ever read, and I just loved it. And, yeah, I didn't stop after that. So I just thought, like, Lucky Santangelo, the main character, she was Gino's daughter, was amazing. And, you know, she was that powerful. I loved Jackie Collins anyway, even without Lucky. So I was pretty much obsessed with Jackie Collins, thought I was her because, you know, I had the same name. Well, you know, we were pretty much friends.
Were you?
Yeah. Well, later in life when Instagram and all the socials came out, she actually had she has a page, and she wrote something. One day I saw a post of hers and I commented on her post and she replied to my comment.
You don't think it was one of her people?
No, pretty sure we're mates. Sorry.
Kate, probably, you know what? I apologise. I'm not going to burst that bubble. I am pretty sure it was Jackie. I'm pretty sure it was her personally replying to you. No, I, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if it if she hadn't passed away, it could possibly be her and I doing this podcast. So sorry.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's okay. I love you too.
Gee. Gee, not feeling love today at all.
Even though you don't write, you know, books about crime families and casinos in Las Vegas, like, she was just friggin' amazing, Lucky. You know, she could handle anything. You know, her, like, it would, you know, said always, you know, she was wildly beautiful. And the way that they described her, the way that Jackie Collins described her, you know, she had the big, the beautiful brown hair, and the she was tall and she was strong. And even when she was young, she was, the way that she was described was always just so powerful and beautiful and kind, but yet sexy and, oh, yeah, amazing. Like, I just pretty much want to be her. Can you tell I'm obsessed?
So do you think that was, I think I'd be worried if she was an actual real person. Do you think that that made her a little bit unreal because she was so amazing and perfect and beautiful and rich and
Yeah, I don't know, because there were times when she would go through things and you could see the vulnerability in her. So I think that it wasn't, yes, she was like that, and yeah, you know, I mean, I think that I'm that, but you know, that's just my fictitious mind.
Don't mess with a Perry woman's version of herself.
I actually think, oh, yeah, you know, look at you. You look like her. Like, in my mind, I'm like, yep, that's pretty much what you look like. And then I
didn't,
like,
she have dark past, hair?
Yeah. Then I, so do I, usually. Then I walk past a window and then I, like, glance because I'm, like, you're strutting, like, as if, you know, I'm like her. And then I look in a window and I'm like, oh, who's that? Who's that? Oh, that's me. That's right, Jackie. You actually don't look like that. That's all in my head.
Oh, my God. You're actually
So, yeah, anyway. But, you know, I suppose Jackie Collins, she did write about, like, real people. Like, I just read a quote from her and it says, I write about real people in disguise. If anything, my characters are toned down. The truth is much more bizarre. Like, imagine that Hollywood lifestyle. Insane.
Couldn't think of anything worse. Can you imagine? People would be sniping at you all the time. Like, it's our day-to-day life is, we have hard days just dealing with being perimenopausal. Imagine you would have to have eyes in the back of your head. You'd have to, oh, my goodness, you'd be judged everywhere you went. Wouldn't matter how beautiful you were, how rich you were. It's always a competition. Always. It would I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't. It doesn't interest me. Quite happy to live in my little hamlet.
I know. I know. That's
and
just
talk to you.
Yeah. That's it. I can just think. I'll just think that I'm lucky and think you're Jackie Collins, and we'll be fine. But yeah. Anyway, I did love those books. Those books were. You know, they were just holiday reads. I know it sounds like I'm, like, really unintelligent because that's my favourite book.
You're obsessed.
Yeah.
No, I know, but you're obsessed. Like, it's, firstly, I can't be Jackie because she's dead, okay? So I prefer if you choose someone else for me to emulate.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's saying... Amanda from Melrose Place, we've already established that. And she, I loved her just as much. So that's all good. Keep going.
Oh, my God, I loved her. I know. One day we'll have to, well, we will have to get my friend Jeff on. We'll interview
him. Yes,
and he will give you, he'll give it to you straight.
That's
oh,
it.
My goodness.
So what, oh, wow. So I do have another book, but I want to give you a turn of telling me your book.
Are you going to let me talk?
Yeah. I'll leave Jackie. I'll leave it at that.
You're very
Jackie.
Good. I'll just, you're very greedy today, Jackie.
The thing is,
Jackie, turn your mic off. No, turn your mic off, Jack. It's my turn.
Oh, okay. I thought there was actually a sound problem. Okay. Zip it.
Go. Baby.
What's your book?
Go. is Clan of the Cave Bear. And it's based in prehistoric times, which sounds like a really crass and boring, but it was one of the most inspiring books I have read. And it's just started off a five-year-old girl. Her name was Ayla, and she's orphaned and she's left homeless by an earthquake. In the book, she's a Cro-Magnon, but I don't know the difference between, you know, the different types of people, of them being Neanderthal or Cro-Magnon. So I'll just...
No. I never even heard of the word.
Well, I'll skate over that.
Yeah.
So this clan of Neanderthals find her after she's been walking alone by herself. She's 5 years old, walking around by herself, trying to find food. She's attacked and nearly killed by a cave lion. And they find her pretty much close to death. And back in these times, Neanderthals considered themselves, well, in this book, considered themselves the dominant people. So there was a bit of a discussion of whether they would take this girl in and care for her or whether they would leave her to die. So the medicine woman from the Neanderthal clan convinced the leader that we need to look after this little girl, because apparently... Well, there has been a movie made, but it was, I haven't seen it because I don't even remember who it was. Tommy, don't even bother. It will ruin your concept of the whole book because the movie was done really badly.
Yeah.
So I haven't gone near it.
Which is usual.
But back in that, yeah. So, because I think when you read a book, your imagination takes you to a place that you go back to each time you pick up the book.
Yeah.
So if you read the book, you'd understand it differently, or you'd have different pictures in your head of, you know, this little girl dying and this clan coming along. Because she was from a clan, you know, they called the Others, there was a big discussion of whether they would take her in, which they did do. And part of her being a part of their clan was that they needed their shaman, who is the person who is connected to the good and evil spirits in their clan, to find her personal totem spirit. And through meditation, his name is Kreb, and he comes to believe that the spirit of the cave lion has entered her body through the attack, which is what, you know, part of their belief.
Yeah.
And the cave lion does not share their spirit with women, females, ever, let alone men. When you're reading the book, it comes across that gives her a kind of additional strength, additional powers of some sort.
Yeah.
It's just really beautifully written. So Neanderthals only have limited vocal skills. So they have a very highly developed sign language, which is how they speak to each other. But this little Ayla, she's from a complete different clan who do things differently, and they speak. So she doesn't understand their sign language. So there's the, you know, a really key barrier for them to create a relationship with this little girl. Right down to when she is crying for her lost family, the medicine woman thinks she has an eye disease because Neanderthals didn't cry. So they don't understand why she has all this water coming out of her eyes, pretty much. So she sort of goes through all these different things. You know, she's been brought into, it would be like us being taken in by a family who spoke a complete different language, complete different traditions, a complete different way of life. In these times, we wouldn't know, you know, we'd just be floundering the whole time. But she just maintains, and even in this book, she's such a young girl, but she just maintains this emotional strength, almost like a brave heart. And so I kind of was just drawn to her because in this book, yes, it's a fiction novel, but it's so beautifully written. And I know I keep saying that, but it just kept drawing me back into, even though it's a fiction novel, I just really related to this girl, young girl, trying to find her place. Because I think so many little girls, especially girls, we're lost from a very young age because we're trying to fit into different groups and we're trying to understand different things because girls can be quite mean. You know, they're meaner than boys. We are. Yeah. We were.
Yeah. I think they still are.
Yeah. Yes. So, but during this time, as Ayla gets older, the son of the leader of this clan, he develops a really strong hatred for Ayla because he feels that she's taken away some sort of his, his attention and credit from the rest of the clan because they're also interested in her. And she's obviously, in this book, very naturally talented and quite smart for her age. But he, one day, so this is a turning point in the book, he rapes her quite brutally one day. And then he continues to do it daily to her. And
how old is she?
By this stage, she's about, I think, maybe 10, 11. And she becomes pregnant.
Mm.
And so, and because when she has the baby, and the baby is a combination in appearance of a Neanderthal and her people, they consider this baby to be deformed, which from the description in the book, he's not deformed in the way that we believe, as is a deformity.
Mm.
But she ends up living the life with them. Broud's dad, the clan leader, dies, so Broud becomes the leader. And one of his first things as leader is he banishes Ayla from the clan, which is where she has to go. She leaves on her own and walks for days and nights and days and nights on her own. She's had to leave her child behind. So she may be in her maybe mid-teens by this stage. But the book doesn't give timings. It's quite, even though it's really well written, you just sort of just have to just imagine it.
Yeah, yes.
She ends up a long way away. She finds herself a new cave, a new home, and that's where it goes into the second book, which is called Valley of the Horses. I haven't given this book the credit it deserves, Jack, because what it did for me, I read this book when I was in my late 20s and I just couldn't put it down because I'm really attracted to strong females. I want to know more. I want to learn more. I want to hear more. And a strong female who also has an inner strength, I think, is one of the most powerful things in life. That they are strong and have an inner strength, that they believe in themselves, they believe in what they can do, they feel beautiful, and that's what I get from this book. Ayla has never, even though she doubts herself, you always imagine her to be this almost picturesque young woman who is not going to give up no matter what is thrown at her. I seriously say to everyone out there, Clan of the Cave Bear, written by Jean Ault, is a beautiful, beautiful book. And, you know, I read it in my mid to late 20s, but even for a younger woman to just, I don't know, feel some inner love for themselves, to realise that you can go through a lot and still be an amazing woman.
I will definitely be reading it because I just love books. But it reminds me, because it's obviously set in a time when, you know, it's very unfamiliar to us. It's not something that you've seen. And I think for me, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo by Stieg Larsson, that was probably that book that I read when I was like, oh, I don't really understand where these, it was based in Sweden and I've never actually been overseas, not to any European countries. I've been to Bali. I've been on the Festa to New Zealand. I went to Thailand. I've never actually been overseas. I don't really classify
that. You've been on a cruise ship.
As overseas. Yeah, I went on two cruise ships years ago, yeah.
Well, did you like
Festa.
It?
Festa, the fun ship I went with mum and dad, and then when I was finished school, we didn't have schoolies back there. My girlfriend and I went on Festa, the fuck ship then. But it wasn't really that for us, but that's what they used to call
Jack.
It. What they used to call it. Yeah, it was fun. We had so much fun. It was such a great holiday to go on after you leave school because everything's on it. Anyway, let's not talk about cruises because, you know, they're like completely off the cards now.
But, I don't want to talk about cruises.
But, yeah, that book, that Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, I love that book. The main character of that, Lisbeth Salander, she was also a powerful and kind of had, you know, like I guess these characters, they have some sort of, let's call it a superpower, you know, like it's something that drives you to them, that makes you feel for them, love them more. She was somebody that was not normal, you know, like not as in the normal mainstream looking woman. She had short hair, earrings, tattoos. She was just very, when I read that, I was like, I don't think I even knew anyone that was like similar to that. But her drive, I guess, was getting revenge on men who abuse women. Pretty much that was her life's work. That was the driving force behind most of her actions. So through the book, you knew that that was the case. You didn't really know what had happened to her, why she was like she was, but she was a computer whiz and a hacker and, you know, all of those things.
Did you read the series or did you just read the one book?
No, yeah. I did. I had the trilogy. Like, so I had a box set of them. Yeah, I didn't love the other ones. I didn't love it as much as that. Like that one, I just was like, couldn't put it down, you know, just really loved it. Like I feel as though like with these books that I want to read them again. Cause you know, like with movies that I've loved, I'll watch them like hundreds of times because you can just sit and watch them and it only takes a couple of hours, I guess. But books, I don't ever tend to really pick books up and read them again. Do you read books twice?
No.
But I kind of feel like, oh, when I talk about them, it's like, oh, yeah, I should really read that again. But then I think once you start reading it, maybe you don't have that same feeling. Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. No, there's so many books out there that why would you reread one?
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. Like I think it's like that. It's like a puzzle. You know, if you do a puzzle then, if you like doing puzzles, you do a puzzle, then you don't take that puzzle apart and then do it again. Do you know what
I
mean?
Maybe we ask you – if you have read Clan of the Cave Bear or if you have a love affair, a mental love affair with Jackie Collins like our Jackie does, or if The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo has impacted you in some way, or if you would just like to have a chat about them and give your opinions on our three books that we've chosen. I still have one more that I'm going to talk really briefly about, which is Eleanor Oliphant is Totally Fine. And if you have not read this book, please, please pick it up and read it. It is so easy to read. It is so relevant for where we are at the moment. In this book, Eleanor Oliphant, she has severe mental health issues that have come from a really traumatic childhood. And it's sad. It just is in your face and you have to keep reading about it because for me, I have never been around that sort of level of mental health issues, depression, and so to read about it and to know that it's real because I know that it's everywhere in the world. This young woman is a superstar in my eyes because she just pushes. She just keeps pushing against what is holding her down. And she just doesn't give up and she gets herself a job where she is kind of ridiculed. The other girls in the office don't include her.
Don't spoil it.
And don't spoil it.
No, don't be a spoiler.
I won't tell you anymore. she does meet a lovely young man who does make a really big difference in her world. Please just read it.
It's the greatest Oliphant. Book.
It is an amazing book and just, I mean, I read my books electronically. I don't actually buy books anymore. I get them all on my iPad and just makes for an easier read for me.
It is pretty good on the iPad because, you know, now you can like, yeah. I love it because you can highlight things on the iPad.
I know, right? Yes.
And then like you can go in your little highlight spot and it gives you all your highlighted things. Like, so you don't have to actually flick back through the book. Like, you can actually just go and it's all there. I love that.
Check us out, Perry Women running the world with our highlighting.
I love both.
Check us out.
I love both because yesterday Summer and I went to the
book. What do you love both? Both of what?
I think I just love consuming the content, but you know, I do love the iPad using that and flicking and highlighting and all of that. I love that. But I also love an actual book in your hand, paperback, hardcover, however it is. Summer and I went to the bookstore yesterday and she bought a book and yeah, I was like, I just love a new book. Like I don't know, it's something about being like
I love the smell.
Well, yeah, and I always wanted to have a room in my house that was just full of books. Like, you know, when you watch movies and you see those beautiful houses.
Yeah, I know. I know, right? I know what you mean. Yes.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I used to go and study when we were in Year 12 at the State Library in Melbourne. And I swear, I would just love sitting there. And because the State Library in Melbourne, have you ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got those levels of books, you know, and then the ladders and they climb up the ladders.
Oh, I know.
Like, yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh, that's like my dream, like come true to have a house like that. A friend of mine gave me that book, Eleanor Oliphant Is Perfectly Fine, and said, my favourite bit when she gets her hair done, she says, you made me shiny.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? A book like that I could probably read again because when I think the second time I will understand and I'll understand her a lot more at the start, whereas at the start I'm thinking, what's going on here? What's going on?
Yes.
Yes.
So they're the four books that we've talked about. Let's just wrap this up, Cal. So we've got – let's wrap it up. So the first character or the first book, Lucky, Santangelo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. You're obsessed.
Totally fictional. I'm totally obsessed. But, you know, totally fictional. But, yeah, you know, probably there is women like that, you know, me in my mind. Then your character, what was her name?
Ayla from Clan of the Cave Bear. She was just a young spiritual girl full of strength. And that's what I got from her, that she made me feel that if she could do something, I could do something.
Yeah, and then Lisbeth Salander from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She was very revengeful, pretty angry. Her mouth was always crooked. She didn't smile much, but she had this special power that actually made her. And you know what? I'm just going to quickly throw this in, that there was a part in the book where she must have been referred to as Pippi Longstocking. Do you know who Pippi Longstocking is?
Yes.
Yes. So, talking about loving books, that was like one of the first books that I read, and I'm actually reading it to the girls now. Pippi was strong too, so she was on her own. So, Lisbeth Salander, she was on her own at a very young age. Pippi Longstocking was on her own at 9, go figure, and could lift horses and, you know, was really strong and gutsy for a little girl. And then Eleanor, same, on her own, very young. Mm. And strong in different ways, strong in that we don't actually see the strength, but then once you actually get to the ending, it's like, wow.
And that's all of us, Jack. We all have our own inner strength and some people see it and some people don't. And that's all part of being a woman because we are on this earth doing a lot of things.
Totally.
We have a lot of roles in life.
There are a lot of roles.
Having all those roles during perimenopause is tough, and that's what we're doing, Jack. And I believe that's what we're going to talk more about next week. We are opening up our hearts to all of you, our minds, and sharing a few stories of, we'll call them peri mistakes, where we have done things, said things, or forgot to do things, forgot to say things, and we've let it impact us. But we now know that we're not alone, and Jackie and I will share some of our moments. And if you want to tune in again and listen to us, we guarantee you another laugh, because I'm sure some of them will be almost embarrassing, but totally exhausted. Not exhausting. Totally
real.
Oh, totally exhilarating.
There's one right there.
As you realise that there's another Perry. There's one. Yeah, there's one of my Perry moments. Can't even get my words right.
Speak to you later, Cal.
Ciao, Perrys.
Thank you for listening to the Perry Wise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perry Wise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.